Hello, listeners. It's been a long time since the first installment of Love Widgets. My pesky penchant for not flunking out of my graduate program got in the way. But we're back, with a format that is as random as ever. For the next few episodes of Love Widgets, we'll be delving into the world of creative nonfiction. We here at Love Widgets recently came upon a new business venture, and we're seeking clients. This podcast tells the story of a client with whom the company's agents worked. If you're interested in becoming a client, feel free to download Form 47C from www.theologygirl.com, though please know that any opinions expressed there or here on Love Widgets do not necessarily reflect those of Stoico or Stoico subsidiaries. Story. The room was well lit and smelled vaguely of stale cigarettes. Jim shifted uncomfortably in his orange plastic chair, his eyes wandering over and around the office's neotecular design aesthetic. The furniture was dreadfully chic, the art violently modern, and the whole of the effect so beautiful it was horrifying. Jim was unsure if he should scream and run away or stare at the walls forever. "Jim Jameson?" called the tall, impossibly thin receptionist. Jim snapped his head around and jumped out of his seat. He was glad to have a purpose in movement. He had been beginning to think that the exotic plants were pointing and laughing at him. "Yes?" said Jim. "Your counselor will see you now. Please step inside cubicle number 6. Jim walked down a wide corridor lined with posters featuring people with glowing white grins and expensive haircuts. They were all doing something very exciting. Skydiving, water skiing, pointing and shouting at stock tickers on Wall Street. Jim looked at the happy people enviously. He wanted that life. Jim came to cubicle 6 and went in. A man with hair as black as it was perfectly coiffed sat casually in his leather desk chair. Motivational sayings papered the cubicle's walls. "You are the source of your own destiny," and "Be the world you want to see in your change," they read enthusiastically. The man stood. He reached out his hand. "Jim Jameson? I'm Mr. Desdemona. You can call me Dee," he said. Jim reached out and shook the man's hand. He had an alarmingly firm grip. "So, I see you've started our paperwork. How did you hear about our services, Jim? You don't mind if I call you that, right? Jim? I understand that's what you go by. It's your true name, if you will. Correct?" Jim stammered. "Yes. And I saw an ad for your services in the paper?" It was true. Jim had learned about the place from the newspaper. It also happened that he had been walking home from work one wet, windy day when the paper in question was caught in a small cyclone and smacked Jim right in the face. "Oh, good, good," said Dee. "So why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? Why are you here?" "Well," said Jim, unsure of where to start. Where could he start? Jim was unsure this place even existed. I mean, how could it? The ad had promised something completely, utterly, 100% different. Guaranteed or your money back. "I'm just a single guy in a dead-end job, you know? I used to do fun things, go out with friends, eat Thai food, but work is sucking my soul dry." Dee nodded his head sympathetically. "My boss, she's completely nuts. She has an office, see, and I have an office. But she insists we sit out front, and she asks what everyone else is doing every 15 seconds. I try to write one email, and she makes me print it out so she can correct it in that red pen of hers. I spend 5 hours on one pointless email, and don't even get me started on that file room." Jim was on a roll now. "It's this black hole of worthless..."
"Jim," said Dee in a kind, reassuring voice, "I am not questioning that you need to be here. Indeed, it sounds like you deserve to be here. I just like to personalize my services for each client." Jim sucked in his breath. He was beginning to feel better already. He breathed out. "Oh, right. Sorry. It's just, you know, the daily grind. I get upset about my job. I get upset about her," he said darkly, thinking of his boss.
"Well, don't you worry, Jim," said Dee. "We'll get you started in our process right away.
Do you have Form 47C?
Yes, it's right here. It's really funny, by the way. When do I fill out the real forms?
Jim tried to chuckle nervously. It sounded more like a chicken clucking. Dee looked at him very seriously. Jim, this is not a joke. This form is why you came to us, for the unique service we provide. I hope you filled out this form with all the gravity it is due. Jim blinked. He looked down at his Form 47C. He had been serious when he filled it out. He thought it was some sort of test to keep out the crazies and people who weren't serious about therapy, or whatever it was this place offered exactly.
Were you serious, Jim, about the form? Because it is a binding legal document upon acceptance.
Yes, Dee, I was serious.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. Good, said Dee. He grabbed the form out of Jim's hand. Then let's get on with this, shall we? Jim looked at Dee nervously. What had he gotten himself into? How in the world could this place deliver on what the form? No, myriad forms promised. Jim watched as Dee began to scribble furiously on his fashionable black leather blotter. Dee looked up at Jim and smiled gamely. Jim noted with only slight apprehension that Dee's eyes had begun to glow a fiery red. Jim hoped Dee had just had one Red Bull too many. This concludes this edition of Love Widgets. Come again soon to hear more of client Jim's tale. All parties interested in services can download the Form 47C from www.theologygirl.com. You can send it in to Theology Girl at 745 Commonwealth Avenue, Box 173, Boston, Massachusetts, 02215. Thanks, and tune in again.